The 2008 presidential race was a galvanizing political moment for many young people. Buttigieg, who was 26 at the time, trudged through Iowa canvassing for Obama, digging out his car with his clipboard when it got stuck in the snow. Eric Lesser, who is now a Massachusetts state senator, worked as a luggage handler for Obama's campaign. Obama's victory was due in large part to youth enthusiasm. He won two-thirds of voters under 30. Obama rose to power on a message of consensus building, and many of the young people who worked for him internalized that message. Stevens, who also worked for Hillary Clinton in the primary and for Biden's vice presidential bid in 2008, was hired to work on the new president's auto task force. She remembers staying up all night in the Treasury Department, eating Cheerios straight out of the box as the task force tried to find a way to save the auto industry. Lauren Underwood, now a first-term Illinois congresswoman, worked in Obama's Department of Health and Human Services, helping implement the Affordable Care Act. "We have very high goals, just like Obama did," says Lesser, who spent much of Obama's first term sitting in a tiny cubby outside the Oval Office, working as a special assistant to senior advisor David Axelrod. "But we also understood that sometimes it's the singles and doubles and triples that get you there." Other young people were galvanized in a different way by Obama's focus on consensus. "A lot of our generation put our hopes into Barack Obama's campaign," says Waleed Shaheed of Justice Democrats, a progressive organization that supports young, working-class candidates like Ocasio-Cortez in campaigns against moderate Democrats. "And then, as soon as he gets into office, there's all these things that go on that are kind of disappointing to young people." If this was the best a transformative leader like Obama could do within the system, many people figured, then maybe the system itself was broken. If systems were the problem, then movements, not individuals, would be the solution. In the wake of the Obama administration, millennials began founding and joining leaderless social movements like Occupy Wall Street and Black Lives Matter, demanding systemic overhauls to fix structural inequality and institutional racism. These groups rejected Obama's hopeful pragmatism. "We've never seen bipartisanship function in society," says Varshina Prakash, a leader of the Sunrise Movement, a group of young people agitating for a Green New Deal.